Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, howdy and welcome, Joe Gigante. Regular Joe here with you, hour number 3. Of the Regular Joe Show. My gosh, time just really flies when you're with people that you like, enjoying what you do. I mean, it's difficult. We got serious conversations to have each and every day, but I'm glad we're having them. I'm glad that we get together to try to move beyond the outrage and actually get to solutions that work, to put forward the effort to understand the problem, put forward the effort to actually solve the problem. You got to know what the impetus is first. But that's why we do this. By the way, an update on gun control. Clearly, there's got to be something done, ladies and gentlemen. Horrible situation. 2 incidents back to back. In one situation, at least a half dozen injured, possibly dead. In another, a man of the cloth attacked ruthlessly. If only there was some way to stop it. We'll talk about Kamala Harris out on the campaign trail promoting the rape culture. I can't make this up. And another study that tells us something we kind of already knew, but it's good to have somebody reinforce it. That's the good news. First, 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., 11:07 a.m., out on the leftist coast in the Hollywood Hills, 8:07 a.m. Zimbabwe, 5:07 p.m. And in Beijing, China, 11:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM. The Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is, at the top of each and every broadcast hour, to ensure that one can't possibly claim ignorance to the reality of the depth and breadth of scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Those just a few of the multitude of locations that they have traded influence for money at your and my expense. Well, hello and welcome. I apologize, as I've told people, allergies are kicking up a little. That's why I know my voice is a little rough. I've been doing the tea thing and a few others that will help to get it back in order. Just bear with me. Be patient. I promise we will get through this together. Now, first, a little bit of the good news. This out of the Wall Street Journal, Claire Ansberry writing, it was in today's print edition, first appeared over the weekend. The mental health benefits linked to going to church. According to a number of recent studies, crazy, I know this is going to blow your mind, having faith in God, in being part of a faith community, improves people's mental health. Active religious practice, such as going to churches and synagogues, is linked to mental well-being, according to this body of research. One possible explanation, according to both researchers and clergy, is that places of worship provide community and belonging, which are big drivers in mental well-being and help counter isolation and loneliness, or as other people would call it, COVID lockdowns. Remember, for the first time in the history of our country, Christians were not allowed to celebrate Easter in a church. Jewish congregations were not allowed to celebrate their high holidays in synagogues. Muslims and mosques were kind of a different story now, weren't they? But either way, according to Byron Johnson, professor of social sciences at Baylor, quote, there's a mounting body of empirical evidence suggesting that people who are active in their faith tend to be the recipients of a number of important physical and mental health benefits. They go on to point out that believing in a higher power can foster a sense of connection. Research has shown helping others, which many religions facilitate through organized outreach programs, builds compassion, which psychologists say have found to help improve mental health. In the article, they talk to a number of young people who are partaking in their faith. For example, they talk to Eddie Olewinski, a 23-year-old from Chicago who attends Catholic Mass on Sundays, and during the week he joins interdenominational groups for supper or volunteer work. They use the word supper. I think that's quite amusing. You don't hear it much anymore. He attends pancake breakfasts hosted by, a Catholic fraternal. It's the Knights of Columbus. Come on. Everyone knows it's the KFC pancake breakfasts. Lewinsky said, all those reinforce my sense of belonging and community. As though, like they fed on the quote. In recent years, though, by contrast, they point out that a number of young people in general, but specifically young people, have left churches or never attended in the first place for a myriad of reasons, not the least of which they are not being given that faith, that sense of connection from their parents, and that this is one of the key problems. They were not raised with a sense of faith, so they don't fully understand what's missing. And many in adulthood, they're saying, are seeking, reaching out, and finding acceptance where they thought it didn't exist or didn't even know it existed. Now, again, this is not shocking for me to read. I don't think it'll shock a lot of you, but it should be encouragement. Those basics that we know, faith, family, freedom, God, family, country, these bedrock concepts that we revered in the United States for so many years were not an add-on. They weren't a side dish to our success as a country. They were core ingredients, which is why the left has worked so hard to undermine and destroy them. In the name of freedom, no less. In the name of freedom. You shouldn't have to pray in schools. That's terrible. You're hurting people's id. Their id is being destroyed. Look it up if you know. Psychology class. So this is we look at what they're doing even now. I brought up the COVID lockdowns. The mass isolation of the American people. I mean, the world, but I mean, for us, the United States, the American people, including most specifically the chiding of people that wanted to practice their faith in community. Even when they quote unquote allowed us to go back to church, you had to wear a mask in some place. Well, I mean, I never did, but some people claimed it. You could only sit every other pew. You could only sit on one half of the church. You had to rub your belly and patch your head to be able to pray. It was ridiculous. And what did it do? What is the net effect? Churches have lower attendance now than they ever have. Here's a little side note. To the leaders of all faiths that complied, that rolled over for the government and forgot their job, their responsibility as shepherds of the members of their faith, I don't care if you're Anglican, Lutheran, Catholic, non-denominational Christian, Jewish, doesn't matter to me. I'm speaking to all of you. Learn a lesson. This is on your shoulders. Don't make excuses to me either. Don't say, well, I didn't know. Do you believe in the God that you say you serve? Do you recall a part in the Bible where they turned off services because people were suffering terrible diseases? You know, like skin maladies? Or did they continue to go? Do you believe in the power of your faith? The need for that faith? Never make that mistake again. Never make that mistake again. You want to know why people aren't in those pews and in those churches and in those synagogues? Because you told them they weren't that important. Why do you think we're having such trouble with truancy in school? Because we told kids suddenly it didn't really matter. You could just do some work at home, maybe on a screen, maybe not. And that's just as good as being in school with attendance, interacting with other people. Look at what we actually, again, lead by example. The lack of leadership during COVID is paying terrible dividends. An increase in mental troubles, mental disease, depression are skyrocketing post-COVID. We've also seen a precipitous growth in cancer. I don't know why. Maybe the cancer virus metastasized when Omicron went away. Who knows? Yeah, I know cancer's not. I know. You're kind of missing my point. If you're fixated on the fact that I said cancer is a virus, then you're missing the point I'm making. Either way, we created this horrible situation. And I've heard people, I don't know why people aren't coming back to church. Because by your example, you said it didn't matter. You can tell me you didn't. You can say, well, we did services on TV. We live streamed them. And yet again, you told people being there in person didn't matter. It wasn't a necessity. Why should it be now? Somebody's knee might ache that Sunday morning. They may have to limp if they go to church. Is that not different than they could catch a virus? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. But again, I know I'm going to, but the good news is, yes, we need faith. And it's important to recognize, go back and read the history of this country. Why do you think so often leaders, and I know some of these leaders didn't even necessarily believe it, but they understood the power of faith. They understood that it was a glue that held together this country, that improved each and every one of us as human beings. Not that any of us were perfect, not that any of us were without sin, but the reason they used the word practice, that the practice of the faith challenges you to be a better person. And that's not, you find that in Christianity and Judaism. There's a constant challenge to improve, to do better, to recognize your failures and to try to make amends and try to do better going forward. This is a concept we've robbed generations from, all in the name of freedom, all in the name of making it better. And yet look where we are as a country. We are sitting on the edge of destruction as a republic. And part of it is because not enough people have a clear moral compass to see good from evil, to understand right from wrong. So I think it's very encouraging that science has once again told us what we already knew. But you know why we shouldn't be surprised? What is the word science? The base of the word science in Latin, sinte. What does it mean? It means knowledge. What is the source of all knowledge? He who created everything. God is the ultimate source of knowledge. So, of course, where we find truth, we will always find God in agreement with it, not in contradiction to it. That's a fact liberals absolutely hate to hear, but nonetheless is real.
The Regular Joe Show.